Gloria Cadena owns Balm Beauty and is the host of the Real Feelings Fake Lashes podcast. We have several things in common, such as being women business owners who run their own shows. And today I thought it'd be nice to check in with her to gain some perspective on how she's doing during these stay-at-home days. Today, my guest is Gloria Cadena. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Hi, thank you so much for having me. I am so excited to have something to do today.
But you know what? I mean, they can't see you, but you are glammed out. I mean, do you like do your face and everything every day, or what's your routine nowadays?
I do my eyeshadow every day because it takes at least 45 minutes, you know, and I have the time. And when we're working all the time, I don't have the time. So I have the time now, and it makes me feel good.
Yeah.
It makes me feel calm. And I think that's a thing a lot of girls wearing to makeup and a lot of artists in general are trying to do right now, right? Produce to stay calm and all that.
Yeah, no, and I mean, like you said, if it takes 45 minutes to do your eyeshadow, it's not like you could do that on a regular workday, but shoot, you can now.
Exactly. I'm like, let's see, what am I going to do? And I've been loving it. I low-key have been loving seeing, since it's a makeup store, we have all these girls and they'll do like full-on transformations and clown looks. One person painted coronavirus all over themselves, like just getting creative with it, you know, and I know it's making their time pass by and giving them something to think about.
No, for sure. I mean, you've got like a robust community on your social media, and it seems like, I mean, you can do makeup anywhere, right? I mean, so might as well get extra crazy with it, which it seems like that's what they're doing out there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can get extra creative with it, which is really fun.
And how about you? Because I mean, you run your own business, as do I. You know, I put it in the intro, and we talk about this a lot. And I know you've kind of had to switch the way you do things, but you're still doing it. Will you tell us about that process?
I was lucky enough that we had an online store before we had our physical store.
Yeah.
So I kind of already had that little online building and things like that, but I wasn't on top of it as I should be because right. the store I had to work on. And so now we're only taking online orders. We just were like, okay, let's go back to our roots. Like, we need to make more gifts, more little things that people want to click on. Everyone's on Instagram right now. Everybody's on the internet. Let's play games with them. Let's talk to them. Let's create things that they want to look at, that type of stuff. Let's send more emails out. We'll just be more interactive online and try and get them on our website. And luckily, my team is like 100% with me, just like I know yours are. Yeah. So I'm like, okay, well, our whole jobs have changed. And
Yeah, no, but that's the thing. I mean, I had the same thing, you know, originally I thought, and same thing, like we're busy, we're working, we've pivoted to working from home. But my initial thought was like, well, this is a moment to create, to figure out how we do what we do and use our talents in a way that makes sense. And I love that that's exactly what you did too. And you got there quickly. Some people, it takes them a while, you know?
Well, and girl, and I think it's that whole, like, we have to move quick because this moved quick on us, right? And
right.
Then we don't know where it's going to go in so many months, but I know where my dreams are at, so I got to go, you know?
Right.
Even if it's not going, I have to go. I saw this little meme this morning. It said something like, you have to wake up every day to build your empire. And I was like, but the world's not waking up. And I'm like, it's okay. Okay, I can wake up. It's okay. It's fine.
But they are. I mean, they're online.
Yeah, it is. And again, like I was going back, it's just so fun to see how the whole world has changed, you know?
Yeah.
Like how everything, not and of course it's bad, but just how people have created so much and in such a short amount of time, like what you were saying with all the public service announcements and things like that. And there's so many online things and blog posts and groups you could talk to and express yourself and therapists online. And mm-hmm. we're going to do a makeup challenge. We did that recently, but we want to do another one because I feel like, again, it's going to take people out of their head and creating something.
Yeah, keep folks entertained. And like, if you have that, you do. I mean, you have this wonderful audience that loves you and that follows you. You might as well put them to work, give them something to do too, right?
Yeah, something to think about, something to challenge them. It's been really fun.
So, question for you. You said, you know, you had the online store and that was there, but you also had your regular store, your brick and mortar. Do you think now that when you come out of this, that you will be rocking on all of the cylinders?
Oh my gosh, girl, I don't know. I wish I could be. I wish I could be one of those people that's always on all my cylinders, but one of my screws is always loose.
But I guess that keeps things fun, right?
It gives us time, right, to think about the aspects of our life that we're kind of like, ooh, we could pick this up a little bit, whether it be like a messy drawer or an online store.
Right.
Or a relationship with, you know, someone you live with, but you're not really spending time with, God forbid, you know?
Yeah.
Kind of is like time here, time here, time here. So.
And the whole time you're home, but have you found yourself like, I'm used to being around people all the time. I'm used to
extrovert problems, right?
Yeah.
I'm a very extroverted person. I love to connect with people. I always tell people, like, language is an art. Connecting with people is an art. Being able to, you know, look at someone in the eyes and being able to feel their emotions and connect with them in the moment and make them feel good that day, or have them make you feel good that day, or whatever the case may be, just make you feel like, oh, a person to a person. I think human connection is super important. It's how I thrive, right? That's why I'm so happy to be sitting here in front of
you. You're like, hey, girl.
I know the most nice person. Like, hi, how are you? Oh, I hope you're doing good. Your shoes look great. I love that the socks you picked. Amazing. Just like, can you stay away from me?
Okay, so I have a serious question, because I am a woman trapped in her house. And I mean, I am not trapped. We are home safe in our houses, right?
Yeah.
But I got some mad roots going on. I mean, you know, I have my natural bright red hair. And I am just like, even though I'm at home and like, I can see you on Zoom, but it's driving me crazy. And I know I better step away from the box color. I know that, but I need you to tell us that I'm not alone. People are getting corona cuts left and right, bangs, and, you know, all sorts of stuff.
No. Okay, ladies, if you are listening right now and you are stressed, you're bored, you're looking at YouTube stuff, you're going through someone's Instagram page that recently got bangs and she looks really cute, that's not you. Stop it right now. Let your hair grow. Put a mask on it, a light a candle, relax, brush your hair, braid it, file your nails, put lotion on your elbows. Don't cut your hair.
Yeah, do not.
Don't get sparks dyeing it. Don't wax your own eyebrows if you're not usually one to wax your own eyebrows. You don't need to start doing that. You don't need to do that. You don't need to do that.
You're hearing it from a professional. I feel like it just needs to be said, because, mm-hmm. I am so close. You know, I am so close. And I'm like, just stay strong. Stay strong.
Yes. I have a shaved head. And if you guys want to shave your head and you think a shaved head is the hairstyle you want, I'm not going to tell you no. I have a shaved head. But if you're just feeling really bored, you had 8 glasses of wine, because that's about how many I like to drink, and you decide you want to shave your head, no. Wait till the morning. And that's at before mimosas. Then shave it.
You know, this is a true life decision you're making right now.
Yes, guys, please. And the box colored hair, I know you might look brown and gray and you might be able to pull it off around the house for a while, but this is going to end and you guys are going to want all kinds of little trends, and you're going to be in a chair and you're going to be paying color correction prices, and we're going to be crying because it's going to take us 7 extra hours. Just don't do it. Just wait it out. It's fine. Everything is fine. We're going to be okay.
We're going to be okay with our big old roots. We're going to be just fine.
Yes. I'm sitting here with eyeshadow on, but I'm telling you, there is more important things in life.
No, you're absolutely right. And you know, like, I'm with you. I have to get dressed every day, because if not, it just doesn't feel right. So like, I need a routine, and you know, I wake up at the same time, I have my coffee, I go to work. Yeah, maybe I'm drinking a little bit more than usual, but it's difficult times, right? I don't know. I don't know what to say about that.
This room is only so big.
Right. Okay, Gloria. So if people want to see all the cool creative work that your community is doing, I'm thinking the best way is to follow you on Instagram. Is that right?
Yes. Follow us on Instagram, Bomb Beauty Product. We have our website, of course, that's connected to our Instagram. Our Facebook, we always post there as well. But the Instagram will post, we repost people, we do contests, we do giveaways, all kinds of fun stuff. Trying to get into the TikTok, but I'm not there yet.
I know, I'm the same way. I'm like, this is the perfect time to start a TikTok. And I'm like, but what am I going to do? I don't know if I'm ready to dance.
I'm trying. I went to a career day at an elementary school before all this happened. And all of them just wanted to know my TikTok. Oh, I don't have one. I'm not impressive. Oh, no.
You're like, I'm working on it. I'm working on it.
Yeah, I'm trying, but I have glitter.
Well, Gloria, I can't thank you enough for spending some time with me. I think that's always a good time talking to you. And like you told us, step away from the color box. Do not shave your head unless you really want to. And it'll all come back to normal.
Play with some makeup. That washes off. If it doesn't wash off, don't do it.
There you go. Play with your makeup. If it doesn't wash off, don't do it. That's sound advice. Today, my guest has been Gloria Cadena, owner of Bomb Beauty, and she also is host of the Real Feelings Fake Lashes podcast. Thank you for talking to me today. It was so nice to see you.
Thank you so much. Have a good day.
You too. Take care.